我们再读几段的圣经。
Let us read some more scriptures.
路加福音第十章。
Let us turn to Gospel of Luke, chapter 10.
路加福音第十章二十一节。
Luke chapter 10 verse 21.
正当那时，耶稣被圣灵感动，就欢乐说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达的人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的。”因为你的美意本是如此。
At that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was what your good pleasure.
我们再看哥罗西第二章第六节第七节。
Let us turn to the Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7.
哥罗西第二章六节七节，你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。
Colossians 2, 6 and 7. So then, just as you have received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness.
我们再看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章，《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章。
Let us turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
十六节、十七节、十八节。
We'll read verse 16 through 18.
要常常喜乐，不住地祷告，凡事谢恩。我们圣经就这样子读到
这。Be joyful always, pray continuously, give thanks in all circumstances.
今天我给弟兄姊妹要交通的都在圣经的里面。
Today, what I want to share with you, they're all in the scripture.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹每一个人手上都有一本的圣经。
So, I hope all of you have already got a Bible in your hand.
若是没有请招待的弟兄可以给他。
If you don't have one already, please ask the usher to give you one.
我们刚刚读到帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十六节、十七节、十八节。
As we just read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18,
我相信有很多弟兄姊妹都会背的。
I believe most of you can memorize it.
礼拜四晚上，基弟兄上来就读这段圣经。
And past Thursday evening, when Brother Chi came to the podium, he shared these verses.
我心里或者是大大的赞美声，我想同感一灵。
And I was filled with praise to God, and I was moved by the same spirit.
这是今天的我一部分的信息。
Because that's part of my message today.
要常常喜乐。
Rejoice always.
不住的祷告。
Pray continually.
凡事谢恩。
And give thanks in all circumstances.
喜乐。
Rejoice.
祷告
，pray
和谢恩
，and thanksgiving，
这三个是连在一起的。
These three things are tied together。
早上主日学的时候
，in today's Sunday school class，
我们又看到有三个连起来的。
And we learn something. We learn something tied together。
这是五雷弟兄给我们的纲要。
Brother Wu Lei shared an outline with us.
刚刚我们读到路加福音第十章第二十一节。
That was Luke chapter 10, verse 21 we just read.
这里就看到一个喜乐,
here again we saw the word
joyful.
And then we read the word peace.
一个感恩,
and then again we see that give thanks.
喜乐,安息和感恩,
to rejoice and the peace and give thanks.
我读到这里几个字的时候, 我心里有大大的赞美神,
and when I read these words, I was filled with praise to God.
我们同感一灵,
because we, again, we're moved by the same Spirit.
若是圣灵做感动的工作,
if the Holy Spirit is working among us,
乃是一个非常有秩序的,
and that you can see it's a very orderly thing.
乃是一个有机性的,
and it's a very organic thing.
若是圣灵感动某一个人, 坚持的祷告的时候,
when the Holy Spirit moves someone to pray,
另外一个人, 他也受了圣灵的感动,
another one will be moved by the same Holy Spirit.
他就会接着去祷告,
and he can pray sort of like in continuation
to
the other one's prayer.
这是神的奇妙的工作,
and this is a wonderful work that God
does. 这是圣灵奇妙的工作,
and that's the work of Holy Spirit.
前两个主力,
in the past two Sundays,
曾有弟兄在这里就读到格罗西第二章第六节第七节,
Brother Zhang Yu already shared with us Colossians chapter 2,
我相信弟兄姊妹有很多的得着,
and I think you have already learned a lot from those.
我也从他的解释的里面, 我也领受了,
and from his interpretation, I also learned a lot.
在第六节说, 你们既然接受主耶稣,
and verse 6 says, as you have received Jesus Christ,
就当遵他而行,
Lord, continue to live your life in him.
我们今年的主题都斟酌了写一节的圣经,
and that's our theme this year.
我们若是扩大一点, 我们今年的主题信息都在哥罗西的书的里面,
and if we expand a little bit, we can say, all the, this year the theme is in the book of Colossians.
我真是领受从主领受的很多很多的许多的属灵的话语和经历,
and I have received a lot of spiritual blessings and experienced a lot in the
Spirit. 我也感谢神许许多多的同工们用不同的方面来诉说这一节的圣经,
and I praise God the co-workers have shared these verses from different perspectives.
就当遵他而行,
and they're here to walk in Jesus.
这个弟兄提到有四个子句,
and Brother Zhang Yu mentioned four participles.
这个就是生根建造,
being rooted and being built up,
信心坚固,
being strengthened in faith,
感谢的心,
and then overflowing with thankfulness.
本来在我的心里的负担我就觉得我们如何的行, 我们要先知道哪一个根源,
and the burden in my heart is to share how we conduct ourselves.
是在九月份的我的信息就约了保罗的祷告和感恩,
so my message is focused on Paul's prayer and thanksgiving.
在哥罗西第一章的里面开始, 第三节到第十四节这一段的圣经,
if we read the Colossians chapter 1 verse 3 through 14,
保罗先为哥罗西教会弟兄姊妹的属灵上的许多的美好的根基来感谢神,
first Paul gives thanks to God for the strong spiritual foundation,
一个神的仆人, 一个传道人,
as God's worker,
他不会嫉妒, 别人得罪了许多的好处,
and he will not envy that others have benefited
from the Lord. 他乃是为着了整体的教会, 每一个弟兄姊妹所在神面前所得的, 他常常为他们感谢神,
and for the well-being of the whole church, he continuously gives thanks
to God. 保罗可以说他是一个感恩的人,
and we can say Paul is a person of
thanksgiving. 他不但自己感恩, 他也是为着了许许多多的弟兄姊妹同工们得到好处而感谢神,
not only he gives thanks for himself but also for the blessings that the church receives.
以后第九节, 他从感恩的里面，他就圣灵就带领他一个美好的祷告。
And through the thanksgiving, Holy Spirit guide him to give more prayer.
他是所祷告的，就是在属灵的智慧和悟性上，满心知道神的旨意。
And his prayer is that they will know the will of God through all wisdom and understanding.
但是神的旨意怎么样的，是什么目的呢？ 为什么我们满心知道神的旨意呢？
What is the purpose of us knowing the will of God?
在这里也有四个子句。
And again, we find four participles here.
就是结果。
First, bearing fruit.
结果在许多的善事上结满果子。
And this is to bear fruit in good works.
第二个, 乃是渐渐地知道神，渐渐地多知道神。
Second is to grow in the knowledge of God.
这是第二个子句。
And that's the second participle.
以后就信心坚固。
And again, we read, being strengthened.
对不起, 以后就是照他荣耀的全能。 得以在各样的利益上加力。
Certainly, being strengthened by all the power according to God's glorious might.
好叫你们凡事方方喜喜的忍耐宽容。
So that you will have great patience and endurance.
第四个子句又感谢父。
The last one is joyfully giving thanks to God the Father.
叫我们 能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
For he has qualified us in an inheritance of his holy people.
但是在这一个非常的恩典的里面，保罗下面又讲了四件的事情。
And in this excellent blessing, Paul continued to share four more things.
他说他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势。
God rescued us from the dominion of darkness.
把我们迁到他爱子的国里,
brought us into the kingdom of his beloved son.
我们在他爱子里得蒙救赎,
and in his son we received redemption.
罪过得以赦免,
and our sins were forgiven.
又是四个子句,
again here you see four participles.
感谢神,
praise God.
在哥罗西书的里面,
in the book of Colossians,
保罗受到圣灵感动所写出来的,
moved by the Holy Spirit, Paul wrote these words.
若是我们仔细去读的时候,
if you read them carefully,
我们就不得不感谢神,
and we couldn't help giving thanks to God.
我们不得不赞美神,
and we couldn't help praising him.
奇妙又奇妙, 三位一体的真神,
for this wonderful God of Trinity.
所以在 真的弟兄讲到四个，也是四个那个词句的时候，最后就说到感谢的心也更增长了。So
if you remember, Brother Zheng Yong shared, and in that four participle, the last one says overflowing with thankfulness.
原来我有这样的负担，就是希望能够再讲这个又感谢神。And
my burden is to focus more on give thanks to God.
因着真有弟兄这样子说起来，给我一个美好的启发。
And Brother Zheng Yong have given me some insight into this.
所以我就决定说，今天还是给弟兄姊妹讲感恩。
So I decided today my topic will still be about thanksgiving.
我想这也是同工们可能安排我要在今天能够真正的是一个感恩的主力。
And maybe that's what the co-workers desire want me to share on this
Sunday.
I hope that none of you will forget giving thanks after the Thanksgiving
day.
Every day we should give thanks.
白天感恩,
day and night we should always give thanks.
我们来聚会的时候大大的感恩赞美，我们回去家里的时候也是要感恩赞美。
When we come together here, we give thanks to God. When we leave here, we also give thanks to God. And this word thanksgiving is so precious.
在英文的里面说, thanksgiving.
And the English word is thanksgiving.
这个感谢要多多的感谢。
And the thanksgiving should be overflowing.
感谢的时候，不单我们的心、我们的口、我们也我们的行动，我们也带着东西来到神的面前。
Not only from our hearts through our words, but also through our actions.
感恩这一个字，乃是说好话，神给我们的恩典，我们要感谢神，神啊，你做的非常的好。
And the thanksgiving actually means speaking well of the grace we have received from God.
我非常欢喜这个希腊文的这个字是两个字合起来的。
I love the way that in the Greek the words are made through combining
words.
Eukaryos.
Karyos 是恩典.
Karyos means grace.
Karyos 不但是恩典，也是喜乐.
Not only that, it also means joy.
Karyos 里面有时候也翻作感恩.
And sometimes it's translated as thanksgiving.
它是加上前面的又
Then you will add a prefix, EU.
我们常常在追思的礼拜才说eulogy。
We remember that in funeral service, we will
我们对于这一个人的一生当中，我们盖棺论定，现在要给他说好话。
And as a conclusion for someone's life, we will speak well of his life.
但是这个eulogy应该要用在我们每天的生活的里面。
But this eulogy can also be something we practice every day. Every day we speak well to God. And we give Him thanks. And this is the will of God. So we will live our life worthy of the Lord. And we will live life pleasing Him. And how can we please God? Not only we need to bear fruit, and not only need to grow, and being strengthened in faith, and ultimately we need to give thanks.
弟兄姊妹, 我们有没有把感恩的心向着神?
Brother and sister, have you turned your heart to God with thanksgiving? Did you teach your children to give thanks always? Children love sweet stuff. When they receive candies, do you teach them to say thank you? And that's the key of your education. I notice these days, as children growing up, they seldomly say thank you. And also in the church, it's a loss that we did not oftentimes give thanks to God. Most of the time we grumble. And we're not satisfied with We did not hold the precious those graces God has given us, and we should say, thank you, Lord. And this is the key to growth of your Christian life. And that is how we can please God.
我们在60年代可以说留学生在美国是一个非常一个贫穷的时代。
Back in the 1960s, the students here, overseas students here, they live a much disciplined life.
我想大部分的 留学生是从台湾来的。
At that time, most of the students are from Taiwan.
到了70年代，就渐渐的，就许多留学生就完成了他的学业。In
the 70s, when they finished their school here,
我记得，我在 Ames, Iowa.
I was in Ames, Iowa.
我们开始一个查经班。
And we started Bible study group.
我们就听说 Minnesota 一个黄牧师，黄成万牧师。 他买了一个小学，那个做教会。
And we heard that in Minnesota, Pastor Huang, he bought a school building and turned into a church.
哎呀，我们心中就非常的钦佩他。
And we really respect him a lot.
我们也非常的羡慕他。
And we also kind of envy him.
以后70年，71年我来到Kansas City。
In 1971, I moved to Kansas City.
我们开始是借 Russia Baptist 主力下午聚会。
And we used the Rock Hill Baptist Church to worship on Sunday.
那个时候我们的团契常常彼此的联络非常的美好，非常的密切。
Back then, we had very close tie among the folks in the fellowship group.
我记得 72年, 黄牧师来到Kansas City就住在我的家里。
And in 1972, that Pastor Huang, he came to Kansas City to preach and he stayed at my house.
他住了几天，他就觉得这太美好了。After
a couple of days, he said, it's so beautiful.
那个时候很少说这个牧师有休假。At
that time, there's not much Sabbath for the pastor.
经济也不许可他可以 到外面去休假。
And usually they could not afford that.
我们彼此的交通。
And we had a fellowship time together.
我们谈到将来如何的，他是厦门人，希望我们能够去看看他家里的人。
And he was from Xiamen. He mentioned that someday if we could visit his folks.
但是他给我讲了一件事情，我一直的记到现在。
He shared something with me, and I still remember it today.
他就说他有一个女孩子才5岁。
He said he has a daughter, 5 years old.
他就跑到他的膝盖的上面。
And she jumped to his lap.
坐在他的膝盖上面。
And she sat on his lap.
他就跟我说，爸爸呀，你真好。
And she told me, Daddy, you're so wonderful.
他说我谢谢你。
And I thank you.
哎呀，黄牧师说他的心里充满了哪一个喜乐和感动。And
Pastor Huang said she was so moved by that, and she was
filled with joy. 因为一个小孩子能够向他说谢谢，给他说好话。Because
that child knew that to say thanks to his father, to her father.
弟兄姊妹，我们向神也是一样的。Brother
and sister, between us and God the Father, the same.
我要做什么事，什么是讨神的喜悦。
We sometimes we think about what we can do to please God.
但是我们常常忘记，我们来到神的面前说：“主啊，我感谢你，我赞美你。”Often
we forgot that we can come to God and tell Him that we
give我的恩典是何等的奇妙。
We tell him that the wonderful grace that we have received from him. And how abundant is the blessing that we have received from him. This is the first perspective of giving thanks to please God.
第二个，在第二章，第六节、第七节。
Secondly, when we look at chapter 2, verse 6 and 7,
在整个哥罗西书的里面非常有次序，每一章的里面都说到感谢，感谢又感谢。And
in the book of Colossians, you'll find this word of giving thanks in every
chapter. 所以今天你们要听得清楚，不得不打开圣经。So
if you want to listen well, I mean, you have to turn to your Bible.
我希望回去的时候，你还是可以
And I wish when you go back, we'll also read these verses again.
And
this is a spiritual lesson.
哥罗西书第二章第六节第七节。
Colossians 2, verse 6 and 7.
你们既然接受主耶稣。
As you have received Christ Jesus as Lord.
就当遵他而行。
Continue to walk in Him.
在他里面第一个生根。
First, being rooted in Him.
第二个建造。
Secondly, being built up in Him.
第三个信心坚固。
Thirdly, strengthening faith.
这个感恩的心也更增长了。
Lastly, overflowing with thankfulness.
这是第二个，第二段里面这个感恩。
And this is the second place mentioned giving thanks.
这个长进更增长了，跟第六节的增长不一样。
And this is different from the word mentioned in verse 6.
在中文的里面没有办法很充分的翻出来。
In Chinese translation, it's very hard to see that.
在英文的里面翻得出来。
In the English translation, you can see it better.
它是 overflowing with thanksgiving.
讲到要感谢的心增加。
这个感恩是好像要切了一个水流一样的。
Here the thanksgiving is sort of like water flowing.
越来越多。
And it just overflows.
这个字也是在哥林多后书第九章说得清楚，越发越多的。
And this word was also used in 2 Corinthians chapter
9. 神给我们是利上加利，恩上加恩。
For what God gives us is strength upon strength and grace upon grace.
他的丰富是越来越多。
His richness just keeps growing.
但是我们怕给神。
But we're afraid of.
我们怕给神了以后就没有了。
But we're afraid of giving to God, because we,
give God, we
won't have any more.
基督徒的奉献的心态。
And this is sometimes how when we give to God, our attitude is.
他就觉得我信了耶稣以后去做礼拜还要奉献。
And they think that, oh, now I'm a believer, I have to worship on Sunday, and I have to give offering.
他就想到以后慢慢要侍奉，还要把时间放在教会的里面。
And then I have to spend more time serving God at church.
在这一个字的里面就告诉我们神是丰富的。
But in this word we learn that God is abundant.
我没有看到一个爱主的人他真正的奉献以后成了贫穷的逃放。
I have never seen one that loves God that by giving to God he becomes poor.
我总是看到许许多多爱主的、愿意奉献的，越来神越发更多的给他。
I only saw that God add to those who truly love Him and give to Him。
弟兄姊妹，我在这里，我说，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不要向神小气。
Therefore, brother and sister, do not be stingy with God。
我们有时候向人小气还可以。
Sometimes it may be okay if you're stingy with other people.
因为有的人你给他大方，他就回不再谢谢，也不给你的。
Truly, sometimes if you're generous with some people, they really don't show any gratitude.
但是给谁你放心，你大方，他更大方。
But rest assured, if you're generous to God, God will be more generous to you.
我不是说要等一下赚神的钱，给他一块，他给我十块。
I'm not teaching about profiting from God. If you give one, you're expecting ten back.
多少年以来，我这个年老发白的时候，我可以在这里见证说，神出来不亏待我。
And here in my old age, I can testify that God has never caused me lack of anything.
我只懊悔一件事情, 我没有好好的在年轻的时候, 把我的时间, 把我的金钱, 完全献在神的面前。
But I only regret that in my youth, I did not commit more of my time, more of my money to God.
现在, 我讲话也讲不清楚了。But
now, these days, sometimes I can't speak the word clearly.
我也想多走一点把奉献给神的时候也做不来了。And
if sometimes I want to give more to God, I felt I couldn't do it.
我没有后悔向神大方。
But I never regret being generous with God.
我懊悔乃是向神小气。
Only I regret those times that I was stingy and I did not give to God.
我们越感谢越发的感恩越发的喜乐越发的满足丰富。
The more thankful you are, the more satisfied, the more prosperous you are.
因为我们的主乃是丰富的主。
Because our Lord is a Lord of abundance.
在约翰福音第四章第四节说, 我来了是要叫人得生命。
As in the book of John, that we know that He came to give the life to the sheep.
并且得的更丰盛。
And have it more abundantly.
这个更丰盛就是这个增长的意思。
And that word about more abundantly is that the same meaning.
我们的感恩乃是要成了一个水流。
So may our thanks become a flowing river.
从我们的福中要流出活水江河来。
And this flowing river will flow from within.
我们不但是像撒玛利亚的妇人得罪了哪一个泉源。
Not only just like the Samaritan woman will have this source of living.
我们也是真正的得罪了一个美好的应许。 在约翰福音第七章38节说, 乃是要从我们的腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Let us also remember that we have received a promise from the Lord that from within us will flow a river of living water.
弟兄姊妹们,每一个基督徒都要心中有一个口井,一口的井。
Brothers and sisters, in every Christian, there is a well.
但是每一个真正的向神寻求的人, 乃是要切掉一个江湖。
But if you truly seek God, that you in within you will flow a river.
当圣灵降临的时候,
when the Holy Spirit,
当圣灵浇灌在我们身上的时候,
when the Holy Spirit fills us,
当圣灵充满我们的时候,
when the Holy Spirit comes,
你我乃是要成了一个江河。
And you and I will become a river.
侍奉不是仅仅说我要做什么。
To serve God doesn't just mean what we want to do.
侍奉乃是要得罪的秘诀,真正把生命活,靠着圣灵能够活出来。
The key to serve God is to live a life through the Holy Spirit.
这是第二个。 乃是一个颤流的一个感恩。
Secondly, we see here an example of overflowing of thankfulness.
第三个,我们看哥罗西书第3章第15节。
Now let us look at chapter 3, verse 15.
哥罗西书第3章 第15节,16节,17节。
We'll look at verse 15 through 17.
在这里有三次的讲到感恩,感恩,感恩。
Here it mentioned the word thankful three times.
我们已经看到第一章有两次说来感谢神。
As in the first chapter, it appeared twice.
第二章第七节讲了一次。
Chapter 2, verse 7 appeared once.
第三章讲了三次。
In chapter 3, we see it here three times.
弟兄姊妹,我不是今天在这里要讲一篇的大道。
I'm not preaching something very huge.
我希望弟兄姊妹, 能够真正知道如何的进入神的话语的里面。
I want to help you to enter the Word of God.
我常常跟弟兄姊妹说，我现在渐渐的忘记以往所背的圣经。
As I have mentioned, I have forgotten a lot of verses I memorized before.
我所熟悉的读许多的圣经。
A lot of those verses I was familiar with.
但是我现在要为着要补救那我的年老以往的这个毛病的短处，不是毛病。
To make up for the shortcoming of my forgetfulness.
我是一章的一章的读。
So I read the Bible chapter by chapter.
我读的是再读。
And I repeatedly read them.
我是一节一节的读。
Then I will read it verse by verse.
甚至我一句一句的读。
And then I focus on each sentence.
我现在时间多花在一个字一个字的读。
And these days I even focus more on every single word.
要把神的话丰丰富富的放在我的心里。
So that the word of God can dwell in me richly.
在十五节的里面，这里说到，
so in verse
15, 又叫基督的平安在你们心里做主。
It says, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart.
你们也为此蒙召。
As members of one body, you were called.
归为一体。
To peace.
且要存感谢的心。
And then it says, and be thankful.
在这里一段的里面很有意思，你们去读的时候。
If you read this more, you find an interesting thing.
我们是一个新的人。
We are a new creation.
我们是神的选民。
We're the chosen people of God.
我们是圣洁蒙爱的人。
We're holy and we are.
就当存几个，有五个心。
And then here it talks about five attitudes we should have.
第一个怜悯的心。
Here is the compassion.
第二个恩慈的心。
Kindness.
第三个谦虚的心。
Humility.
第四个温柔的心。
And gentleness.
第五个忍耐的心。
And lastly, patience.
下面就告诉我们说，如何的我们给家里的人能够和睦，能够彼此的饶恕。若是有一点的嫌隙不挑拨的时候，要彼此的包容，彼此的饶恕。
And then you read that if we have grievances against each other, we should forgive each other and bear with each other.
并且在这以外，要存着爱心。
And in addition to that, put on the virtue of love.
因为爱心是联络全的。
And this love binds everything all together.
下面说又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主。
And now it comes to let peace of Christ rule in your heart.
后面说且要存感谢的心。
And it says, be thankful.
我为着了这一节。我就想到平安的心在我的心里跟我的感谢的心有什么关系。
And I try to understand the peace in my heart. How is it related to giving thanks?
早上主日学的时候，
And this morning during the Sunday school class,
武雷在他的纲要的里面，
In 武雷's outline,
他在这里就特别的提到说，喜乐、安息、喜乐和感谢。
And he pointed out the joy and the peace and the thanksgiving.
我们常常怨叹神。
And oftentimes we grumble against God.
我们常常彼此的怨叹。
And we oftentimes would complain.
我们那个也不对，那个也不对。
We say this is not right and that is wrong.
我们总是想别人欠我的。
And we feel that everybody is in debt with us.
弟兄姊妹，我敢说，永远在他的里面没有安息。
If you continue to do that, brother and sister, I say you will never find peace.
使希伯来书第三章就特别讲到，他断不能够进入我的安息。
If you read Hebrews chapter 3, it says, you shall never enter my rest.
我们真正的信耶稣要得什么？
If we truly believe in Jesus, what are we looking for?
若是我们没有得着了神给我们的安息，
If we have not received the rest that God can give us,
我们比众人更可怜，
then you're more wretched than the others that do not believe.
所以保罗告诉哥罗西的教会弟兄姊妹说，要有基督的平安在你的心中做主。
Therefore, Paul urged the Colossians, let the peace of Christ
be in their hearts. 这个作主乃是一个裁判，一个做一个决定，让我们真是知道我们的胜败。
And therefore, as a judge and a decision maker, then we know that if we're winning or we're losing.
我们有了主平安在我的心里。
So if we have the peace of Christ in our hearts,
这我们应当要感谢神。
Then you need to give thanks.
并且存着那一个感谢的心。
And with that thankful heart,
这是在第三章的里面第一个感恩。
So this is the first time it mentions thankful.
第二个是第十六节。
Again in verse 16, you find
他就当用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。
So it's like the word of Christ dwelled in you richly.
用诗章、圣词、灵歌彼此的教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。
As you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalm hymns and spiritual songs,
哎呀，这个是何等
的宝贵！ And this is precious.
我现在有时候祷告不出来。
Sometimes I find myself that I can't pray.
睡很少。
Because of lack of sleep.
但是每一次我来聚会的时候，听到弟兄姊妹的唱诗，弟兄姊妹的祷告，我就觉得这个太美了，太好了。
But when I come here to worship, I experience those beautiful moments when brother and sister, you pray and you sing your praise to God.
用诗章、训词、灵歌，彼此的教导，互相的劝诫，心被恩感。
Here says, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, and teach and admonish one another. But this with do this with gratitude in your heart.
我们都是不完全的。
Brother and sister, we're all imperfect.
让我们每次来到神的面前。来聚会的时候，我们真的心被恩感。
So every time when we come to worship God, let our hearts be touched with gratitude.
若是我们没有真正的心被恩感，宁可在家里睡觉。
If you don't come with gratitude, you better stay home and sleep.
第三个说，无论做什么，或说话或行事。都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
And then verse 17 it mentions that whatever you do in word or in deed, give thanks to God the Father through Jesus Christ.
我们在日常的生活上，每一件的事情，说话行事，都要奉主的名。
Here.Gives the idea that everything we do and everything we say in our daily life, do it all in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们感谢父神。
And through Him, we'll give thanks to God the Father.
让我们真正的来享受神给我们这样的祝福。
Let us truly enjoy this blessing that God gives us.
我们的日常的生活是神的祝福。
Every day in our life, we experience His blessings.
我们来到教会敬拜神是一个祝福。
And when we come to the church to worship Him, that's a blessing.
我们把主的话存在我们的心里， 这是神的祝福。
And if we're able to keep the word of God in our heart, that's also a blessing.
我不得不赞美神。
And I have to give him praise.
我不得不感谢神。
And I have to give him thanks.
我不是说我没有忧愁。
It doesn't mean that I don't have worries.
我不是说我没有埋怨。
That doesn't mean that I never murmur.
但是靠着那加给我力量的主， 我凡事都能做。
But through him who gives me strength, I can do anything.
我要克服这许许多多的难处。
I can overcome all these difficulties.
我要克服我这许多的软弱。
And can overcome all these weaknesses.
我要不断地来到主的面前。
I need to come to the Lord.
我要感谢他。
And give him thanks.
我要赞美他。
And praise him.
我凡事要奉主的名。
And do everything in the name of Jesus.
无论是说话是形式。
Whether in word or in deed,
但愿能够荣耀我的主，我的神。
And hoping that I can glorify His name.
等到有一天我走到人生的最幕后的一段的路程。
Someday I'll reach the end of my life.
等到我知道我最后的一口气的时候。
And when I hold my last breath,
我能够把我自己放在主的面前。
I can commit myself into the hands of our Lord.
我虽然今天还在这个地方，
Right now I'm still standing here.
但是我已经经历了那个最后一口气的痛苦。
But I have suffered that kind of pain before.
但是我能够放心地把我放在主的手中。
But I can with assurance give myself into the hand of the Lord.
他是我的好牧人。
He's my good shepherd.
我知道他会带领我。 过了哪个阴暗的幽谷，
He will lead me through the valley of the shadow of death.
叫我心中不至于害怕。
And He will remove the fear from my heart.
最后在第四章的里面，
Lastly, we come to chapter 4.
第四章第二节，
Verse
2. 他说你们要恒切祷告。
It says, devote yourself to prayer.
在此警醒感恩。
And being watchful and thankful.
这个警醒感恩，在中文的翻译我们会误解说是要警醒感恩。And
in the Chinese translation, you may get the impression we need to be watchful to give thanks.
其实这里讲到祷告要恒切。But
here, the word watchful is describing prayer.
祷告也要警醒。So
when we pray, we need to be watchful.
而且要感恩。And
when we pray, we need to give thanks.
祷告跟感恩连在一起。
So here, prayer is tied to give thanks.
感谢跟恩典连在一起。
And giving thanks is tied to the grace.
感恩也跟安息平安连在一起。
And again, thanksgiving is also tied to the peace.
这是神给我们极丰富的恩典。
And this is a wonderful grace that God has given us.
但是叫我们不要睡觉。
But let us not be sleeping.
我不是说在家里晚上不要睡觉。
I'm not mentioning that at night.
乃是在属灵的生命的里面不要睡觉。
But in the spirit,
这告诉我们说，我们见主面的时候，我们不要睡觉。
Here it means that when the Lord comes again, let us not be sleeping.
读圣经的时候不要睡觉。
When we read the Bible, let us not be sleeping.
其实有的时候祷告。
Sometimes you may find that the prayer time is a good time to fall asleep. Years ago, there's a co-worker, he really loved the Lord.
还不到会的时候,
and then in an evangelical meeting, he would ask me to pray with him at the
end.
So that the Holy Spirit will help the preacher to touch the heart of people. So we'll be there praying for about 30 minutes. But then I'll find out he fell asleep. He's a very wise person.
主耶稣跟门徒说,
That's why the Lord tells his disciples, be watchful and pray. And do not go into confusion. Therefore, sometimes you're willing. But your flesh is weak. Sometimes we can become weak. And we can fall asleep. But the Lord urges disciples to be watchful. I was thinking about just stopping here. But I decided I still want to share this with you. And this is the story. A short story, but there is a very important lesson.
So, 有几个魔鬼的王一起在开会。
And it mentions that once upon a time, several evil spirits get together and they had a meeting.
有一个魔王就站起来说，我要说我的工作是最有效的。
And one of the devil kings says, oh, I think I'm most effective.
他说我看见很多的宣教士愿意到非洲去。
And I found those missionaries, they were willing to go to Africa. They have to pass through the
Indian Ocean.
Then I brought up a great wave.
And then the
missionary died in the sea.
这个福音就没有办法传到非洲去。
And then you see the gospel did not reach Africa.
就拍手，好，这个真好。And
they applauded and praised him.
但是第二个魔王不服气，我有更好的方法。Now
the second one started speaking. He said, "I am even more effective."
但是我看见骆驼队带着很多的圣经要运到苏联去。And
I saw a lot of camels carrying Bible into Soviet Union.
他们可以借着圣经可以知道这个救恩。
If those people get to those Bibles, then they will know about the salvation. I brought a sandstorm in the desert. And the sand buried all the camels. Again, they applauded. And now the third one stood up slowly.
他说我多年没有做很多的事情。He
said, I haven't done anything for a while.
我也不在海中起了风浪。I
can't bring the storm in the sea.
我也不在沙漠里面起了那个风沙。I
did not bring the sandstorm in the desert.
我就跟着这许多的真是爱主的基督徒。But
I follow those Christians that truly loving God.
他愿意奉献，他愿意传福音。
When they are willing to dedicate themselves to God.
他愿意听到, 他愿意读圣经,
when they were willing to read the Bible.
我在他的旁边,
I'll just stand by him.
我就慢慢地哼出来一个非常好听的催眠曲。
I'll just sing of a beautiful lullaby to his ear.
我渐渐就看到这许多的爱主的传道人。
Then I will see these servants of God, they gradually fall asleep.
弟兄姊妹, 神不是不叫我们不睡觉。
Brother and sister, God does not intend us not to sleep at all.
但是他叫我们在属灵的事情上,
but on the spiritual matters,
我们特别在听到的时候,
especially when you listen to the sermon,
我们来到主的面前, 敬拜的时候,
when we come before God to worship Him,
我们祷告的时候,
and especially when we pray,
我们深清楚我很认识我要祷告,
we say in our heart that we're willing to pray.
结果我一直记得我一生就同工非常有力量非常很好的口才却是在祷告的时候睡着了。
So just like I remember this co-worker, he has his willingness, but he fell asleep in prayer.
当然彼此的勉励。
Brothers and sisters, let us encourage each other. There are so many precious things we learn from the book of Colossians. And I want to say that just to be rooted and built up in Him, being strengthened in faith and overflow with thankfulness. Let us bow our head and pray. Gracious Lord, we want to give you thanks. And I have to give you thanks. And every time I read your word, my heart was touched by your grace. And I thought about how precious your words are. Even though I'm not a Bible scholar, but I pray the Holy Spirit will shed light on your words in my heart. This morning I pray that God fill every one of us with gratitude. Not only each one of us will become a river flowing, and merge all these streams together, it becomes a river of living water. Wherever this river flows to, the people in those places will benefit from it. So they couldn't help coming to us and ask how they can believe in God too. May you bless your own work. May you revive the church. Give us a heart of repentance before you, with gratitude in our heart. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for giving us the word. We all stand up and sing 713 hymn.